This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Troubled Italian bank Monte dei Paschi is trying to raise $5 billion by the end of the year to stay afloat, and the Italian government is readying a bailout plan if that bank fails to do so. But saving the banks is not the only rescue mission underway in Italy these days. The government has also been struggling to conserve the country's rich architectural heritage, so Italy is turning to China for help. From Rome, Stephen Beard reports.
Amid the traffic noise, pedestrians bustle obliviously past what appears to be a patch of derelict land with some crumbling brickwork. It takes a trained observer like Philip Ditchfield, a British archaeologist living in Rome, to look a little closer.
What we're looking at is nearly 2,000 years old. It was a barracks for the gladiators, a training ground. It was a miniature version of the Colosseum.
Lying in the shadow of the great amphitheatre, the most important Roman gladiatorial barracks have been left to decay.
So where we've got this barrel vaulting, can you see the bricks are literally just tumbling off it? Eventually what's going to happen is we're going to get a very, very strong rainstorm and it's going to collapse, as it's done over here. Okay, and then we'll lose all of this.
Italy is littered with architectural gems in various states of disrepair. To restore and protect them all would cost billions.
It's a tremendous economic responsibility. The Ministry of Culture only has certain limited funds.
Daniel Berger, an art consultant with the Ministry in Rome. He says a scheme offering tax breaks to companies that put money into Italian cultural heritage has just been extended to China.
I'm sure the Chinese will come through and... It's what I could have called the halo effect. You give something and you feel good about giving it.
The Chinese also have good economic reasons for giving. Italy is one of their top 10 export markets, and they own more than 200 Italian companies. But Claudio Parisi-Presice, head of archaeology for Rome, says this isn't a matter of narrow national self-interest.
This cultural heritage is not of Roman people, but is of all the world. So the Chinese, they are interested to help. It's welcome.
But Italy itself has a big economic stake in the fate of its architectural treasures. 45 million tourists flock here every year to see them, accounting for 9% of the country's GDP. In Rome, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.